on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. As promised, a big, big fan of the show, but good friend of the program. Stephen Callis, how are you, my friend?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you.
You too, pal. Well, we got some breaking news before the show began, right before the show, and I don't think anyone didn't expect it, but the Eagles pick up Nick Foles, or they're going to pick up, according to reports by Ian Rappaport, Nick Foles' $20 million option. Then it gives Nick Foles the option to buy it out, and then the Eagles will probably franchise him, as Adam Schefter just reported. What do you think the Birds, because Adam Schefter says maybe a third-round pick. I think that's ridiculously low, considering Jimmy Garoppolo went for two, Matt Castle went for two about 10 years ago. What do you think the Eagles should be able to get for Nick Foles?
I thought they'd get at least a one.
Yeah.
Maybe a one and a three.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pat Egan is right. You asked for two ones to start. I don't think they'll get them. Although, didn't we hear Rex Ryan say on TV that Nick Foles, they said for Carson Wentz they could get three number ones. I think that's what Rex Ryan said. I read that article too, and I got to say, you know, Pat might be right where maybe they're asking the GM of another team, but it sounds like if you read that article, and you quoted it before, Joe, it sounds like someone's getting a sense, but I can't believe there's no way that Howie Roseman is going to say, okay, we want a two, or okay, we'll just take a three. I think Pat Egan is right. You're asking for two ones, or more likely a one and a two. But I'd be surprised if they don't get a number one for him. Look what this guy has done. It's an open question. Will Carson Wentz play the next 10 years in Philly and do what Nick Foles has done? And you've gone through all the records before, 27-2, MVP of the Super Bowl. Only the fourth quarterback in history to beat the best defense in football back-to-back years in the playoffs. And, you know, the other three are like Montana, Johnny Unitas, and some other all-time quarterback that I forget. So he's done incredible. His resume is incredible. I agree with the general notion. I don't know if he's a 16-game quarterback. He certainly didn't play that well at the beginning of this year. He was 1-1. But I think he's worth at least a one. I'd be surprised if they get anything less than a one. That would be surprising to me.
Steve, you're in New York, and that's a team that could be looking at a quarterback and possibly Nick Foles. Do you think there'd be any interest from the Giants to get into the bidding?
Only if they're going to cut ties with Eli Manning. And the problem there is, you know, when they gave Eli Manning the last contract, I was saying this is like a Lifetime Achievement Award contract. You know, I'm in the I'm in the Kurt Warner school on Eli Manning. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback without Hall of Fame statistics, because when you look at anything other than those 2 years, it's like a disaster. But I don't think they're going to cut ties. They were under so much pressure, and you saw what happened when they benched him with McAdoo, you know, 2 seasons ago. So I don't know that they go for him. Nick Foles isn't going to come to New York and be like the sub. Unless they give him 5 years, $100 million,
yeah,
which they're not going to do. But I just don't think they're willing to cut ties with Eli Manning, although you could have cut ties. I agree with what you said, Pat. You put Nick Foles in that offense, and you're handing off to Saquon Barkley, and you're throwing the ball to Odell Beckham. If they get a really good quarterback, and Eli Manning is not a really good quarterback, they're going to be very tough next year. So I think they should trade him out of the division. Wherever you were saying, Tampa Bay or wherever, I wouldn't even want to trade him to Washington, frankly, because this guy can come back and hurt you.
Yeah, he can, and he certainly has the credentials to do so. And he almost took the Eagles, you know, potentially to another Super Bowl this year. And speaking of, the Eagles are champions for about 28 more hours, unfortunately. The clock is running out, but a new champion will be crowned tomorrow, Steve. And, you know, we've talked ad nauseum on our podcast. We've talked on these shows before. Rams and Patriots, Super Bowl 53. The Pats started as a 1-point dog. They're now a 2.5-point favorite. You're 8-2 in the playoffs, man. You're red hot. Keys to this game, and who do you like?
Well, you know, before the season started, I liked the Super Bowl rematch. Not too many people picked that. Obviously, it didn't come true. Before the playoffs, I still liked it once they were in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, as they're going down the field after that missed field goal against the Saints, I'm looking at that going, they already beat the Rams in Los Angeles, so it won't be a big deal to beat them again. I really thought they were going back to the Super Bowl. So since I picked the Pats before the season, again, that's kind of the favorites getting back, but they had a terrible year. And as you know, I liked them against the Chiefs, and I really liked them against the Chargers, only because they were at home. But these guys find a way. Well, you know, this isn't even, if you're going to rank the all-time Patriots teams from the years of Brady, I don't think this team would be in the top four or five. I just, you know, maybe not even in the top seven. They're just not that good, except, and the except is, except they're the Patriots. I think the key to the game is going to be what the defensive line of the Rams does. I think the wild card in the game is Wade Phillips. You know, Wade Phillips a few years ago with Denver, they beat, they had that great defense. They beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Wade Phillips is a guy who can do it and has done it. And C.J. Anderson was on that team running around left end. They couldn't tackle him for that big touchdown. So I think they certainly can win. I see those power rankings say that the Rams have a 52% chance to win the game, which is surprising to me. But I think, look what the Patriots have done in these last two games. The guy hasn't been sacked. I think he's been hit twice.
Three times
in two games.
Yep.
Now, we all agree their front four is better. Their linebackers are not. So you're going to see a lot of these quick passes out to the flat. I'm sure Wade Phillips will try and defend that, but their linebackers are not that good. So I think it's all about, can the Patriots offensive line, which has played well this year and lights out the last two games, can they keep Tom Brady clean? And if they keep Tom Brady clean, I think the Patriots are going to win, and that's who I like. I also think the Patriots, now the Rams were not good against the run in the regular season, but they've been very good in the playoffs.
93 yards in two games they've given up.
Yeah, so that's incredible. So I think you're going to find out pretty early, and I think that the Patriots are going to try and get the ball first. Usually they defer. You know, they took it against the Chargers and ran right down the field like it was 11 against 7, and then somehow Andy Reid, to me, inexplicably deferred. Maybe he didn't watch the Chargers game at the beginning to see who won the toss. And then they went right down the field like it was 11 against 7. I think that's what they want to try and establish. Now, can they do it against the Rams? I think they can. I think Tom Brady's going to be relatively clean. I don't know about sack-free. But I just think these guys, they're so mentally tough. And this year, you know what? They're a physical team this year, and usually the Patriots are not a physical team. So I think they're going to try and run the ball. If that doesn't work, or maybe they'll start off throwing it right to the backs because that is the Rams' defense weakness. But I think that's kind of it. And on the other side of the ball, frankly, I think it's Bill Belichick against a third-year quarterback. And even though Goff is good, if they put eight in the box and try and stop the running game, which, you know, they always say, oh, you're going to take the best thing away from the Rams. Well, what is the best thing that the Rams have? It's not throwing the ball, because they were unbelievable with Cooper Kupp. And we did the numbers on the podcast, Joe, but Cooper Kupp through week, Goff with Cooper Kupp on the field through week 10, 68.4% completion. When he was without Kupp the last 6 weeks, 59.8%. His passer rating was 113. Without Kupp, it was 83. That's a big difference. And that was the fall off in the Rams offense. So I think it's Belichick against a young quarterback. And on the other side of the ball, I think the Patriots are going to try and run it. And if they can't, they're going to try and screen it, which is kind of a replacement, you know, for their running game. So I do like the Patriots minus the points, whatever the points are. But I think, look, they beat Kansas City in Kansas City. So what's a tougher game? Beating Kansas City in Kansas City or this game? I think it's beating Kansas City in Kansas City, even though Kansas City's defense isn't good.
Yeah, and it looks like Steve Spagnuolo might be the Chiefs' hire as their new defensive coordinator.
Wow. Spagnuolo in that Super Bowl year with the Giants, he was great. He also had great defensive players.
Yeah, it helps.
Two or three years later, he was the defensive coordinator of the Giants. He was a bum.
Yeah, and the Saints, too. They were all-time terrible defense.
Oftentimes, not that this is surprising, players play. Oftentimes, it's who are your players.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he was great that 1 year and terrible 3 years later.
Right.
It's just, who are you coaching? And Wade Phillips, this is why I'm worried about Wade Phillips. He had a great group with Denver, and he's got a great group with the Rams now. So I do think he's the wild card, because he might be able to come up. You know, everyone says, oh, Belichick has seen everything. Tom Brady has seen everything. Wade Phillips has seen everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. Been around forever and won a Super Bowl, like you said, with Denver. We'll see if he can get it done tomorrow. This is the Patriots' fourth trip to the Super Bowl in 5 years. It is the fourth trip to the Super Bowl all time for the Rams. It's, you got your icons versus your upstarts. You know, as disappointing it is that the Eagles aren't in there, it's going to be an interesting game to watch tomorrow. Steve, great job as usual. Appreciate it. And we'll be texting during the game. All right, my friend? Have a nice night.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. All right, Steve Callis on Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.